The use of history. There are two ways of thinking of history. There is, first, history regarded as a way of looking at other things, really the temporal aspect of anything, from the universe to this nib with I am writing. Everything has its history. There is the history of the universe, if only we knew it, and we know something of it. If we do not know much, nor is the contrast so great, when you come to think of it, between the universe and this pen nib. A mere pen nib has quite a considerable history. There is, to begin with, what has been written with it, and that might be something quite important. After all, it was probably only one quill pen or a couple that wrote Hamlet. Whatever has been written with the pen nib is part of its history. In addition to that, there is the history of its manufacture. This particular nib is a relief nib, number 314, made by R. Estabrook and Company in England, who supply the Midland Bank with pen nibs, from whom I got it, a gift, I may say. But behind this nib, there is the whole process of manufacture. In fact, a pen nib implies of universe, and the history of it implies its history. We may regard this way of looking at it, history as the time aspect of all things. A pen nib, the universe, the fiddled before me as I write, as a relative conception of history. There is, secondly, what we may call a substantive conception of history, what we usually mean by it, history proper as a subject of study in itself. Excerpt from The Use of History by A. L. Rouse.